Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yeah, 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 whoa, yeah, yeah. A ragga, so a ragga, whoa, yeah, yeah. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlocks thing. Divine conception of the heart. Well, you don't have to dread to be Rasta. This is not a dreadlocks thing. Divine conception of the heart. Well, it's a life of a liberty lived by the fathers of our history. Uphold the ancient and prophecy. Trust in the power of the Trinity. Got to believe in His Majesty, oh yes, His lineage and divinity. The first step is serenity, knowing oneself true royalty. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't have to dread to be Rasta. No, this is not a dreadlocks thing. Divine conception of the heart.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, September 9th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today as we have a discussion with representatives, and this could be controversial, but I'm going to say it again, representatives from the House of Rastafari, right? And that's a different conversation, and I'll bring that up perhaps later on in the show. But this show is about being Bahamian. And that being Bahamian is special. Being born within the islands of the Bahamas makes you unique with rights and with heritage and also with a legacy. And of course, that all of us are connected through family, right? Today, I have some Bahamian priests with me, right? Three are here in studio, and one should be either joining me through Zoom or may have to call in. But we have representatives from the, and I got to call this name properly, but the representatives and will correct me, right? We have representatives from the EABIC, Bobo Shante, right? And hopefully we have my second guest who's calling me on the line is from the HIM, Theocracy Reign Order of Nyabingi. Right, that's two different mansions, and I hope that's the right word I'm calling it, right? Who are here to educate me on what it is to be Bahamian Rasta, right? I think I have on the line Priest Marcus. Marcus, are you there, Priest?
Blessed morning. Seven greetings to everyone you've come for, my brothers and
sisters. Yes, I'm having everyone put on their air plugs now so they can hear you. Can you hear Marcus? Marcus, say hello again.
Good evening, everyone.
Good.
Give thanks to you this morning. Give thanks. Let the Great Majesty get them all ready, Celestia and Aurora and Flynn and Astra. Greetings and one place with love.
Good. So I just want to make sure everyone is able to hear and so we can have this discussion, right? I'm going to start with Priest Marcus, right? Because he's one who is offline and he's on the phone, right? I want to understand exactly what is this Nyabingi mansion? And give me the full title of the mansion.
You're asking me?
That the name of the mansion you're from and the full title, the whole name of it.
All right, yes. I am from His Imperial Majesty, Theocracy Reign Order of the Nyabingi Order. And I'm also representing House Rastafari in the Mansion Collective.
And what is this House Rastafari that you speak of?
Rastafari is an umbrella organization which brings the mansions together. The mansions come together collectively to work on issues but in common for the Rastafari community. So that mansions, which is the EABIC, mm-hmm. which is known as the Bobo Shanti Order and the Nyabingi, and the different city groups come together, awaken and research and unity.
And before I speak to the Bobo Shanti priest I have in studio, right? Where is your mansion, the Nyabingi Order, located for the listening audience to know?
Well, everybody is in the grassroots area, the Bentang area, Palermo Street off Nassau Street. When you head at west, that's off Nassau Street, they get into Long Wharf Beach area. We right there off Palermo Street right there. That's where you go to Midwest. INI campus right there.
Excellent. So I'm going to now speak to the representative from the Bobo Shanti order so I can so the listening audience can understand the difference of the two mansions, right? I know I have three priests here, right? And so I'm going to start sharing up, go one, and we go round so everyone have a chance to speak, right? But I want to know what is Bobo Shanti order, and I want to know the correct name, the elongated name.
Give thanks, Honorable.
Pull your mic a little closer so.
Yes, blessed morning, Honorable. Give thanks.
And introduce yourself too, sorry.
Yeah, blessed morning, Honorable Marcus, my Lord.
Blessed my Lord.
Rastafari.
Rastafari.
Yes, good morning, Bahamas. Blessed morning, Honorable. My name is Honorable Priest Ethelbert Harrison, also known as Priest Diamond. I'm a Vice Chairman of the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress, True Church of Divine Salvation, Jerusalem Schoolroom. We the people stand above all governments and organizations of the earth. We stand governmental, parliamental, churchical, statical, and sabbatical. With our worthy leader, worthy founder, worthy God and King, King Emmanuel the Seventh, Adonai God. Yeah, Rastafari, my Lord. So basically, in a nutshell, that's what the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress is all about.
Okay, and the next priest, and then I'm going back to Marcus for one question. Because I understand that the Bobo Shanti has a trinity, right? And I want to understand the trinity because the priest mentioned that Priest Emmanuel, right? He recognized him. And I know that he makes a part of the trinity. So I want everyone to understand what that is. So that's my next question to you.
Blessed love, my Lord and Empress. Give thanks for life. My name is Honorable Priest Rado of the EABIC, Bahamas branch. I'm currently the secretary of the branch currently. With regards to the Trinity, now our Trinity is a prophet, priest, and king. The man shows, our fathers teaches us, you know, say that the prophet is the forerunner of Christ. He is the man who had the vision. That's Marcus Messiah Garvey. He was the first man to point us to Africa.
That's Marcus Garvey.
Marcus Garvey.
And Marcus Garvey is a prophet.
Prophet.
Okay.
Yes, he's we consider him the greatest prophet ever born to the wombs of a woman. And then we have our priest, our high priest, King Emmanuel Charles Edwards.
And explain who he is.
He's a Rastafari elder. You see, most would refer him to him as such. We consider him the Black Christ in flesh too, same way. Mm-hmm. He's our founder. He's the one who organized this year Congress.
And sorry for interrupting you. And you say organize this Congress. Is that the Bahamas branch or Bobo Shanti?
Currently, like you said, it is a branch. What we have here in the Bahamas is just a branch from our foundation, which is located 10 miles Bull Bay, mm-hmm. P.O. St. Andrew, Jamaica, mm-hmm. Currently. That's the priest now. He comes to teach us the churchical order. He comes to teach us the sabbatical order. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we also have our king, you see, along with his empress, the same way, the monarch. Emperor Haile Selassie and Empress Menen Asfaw, mm-hmm. who brings forward that balance and shows us how to live. You understand? All three of these members of the Trinity teach us how to live, how to preserve our life, how to live and survive within this world. All right. The king comes and teaches us how to move governmentally and parliamentally, how to deal with the various heads of government, because we're still agitating, mm-hmm. for our fundamental right of freedom, redemption, and international repatriation.
And back to you, Priest Marcus. The Naya Bingi also has a trinity, which is slightly different or different from the Bobo Shantis. Can you explain what is your trinity so everyone who's listening could understand and distinguish the difference?
Yes, all is one order, one God, plus all. But I want to reverence the Trinity, and we see the Trinity as Father, Mother, and INI. Because, you know, as Father, Mother, and INI, man, woman, and children have been in creation, you know what I mean? So we see His Imperial Majesty, Gamaliel Haile Selassie, as the Godhead, Her Royal Highness Menen Asfaw, as the Mother of Creation, and we see INI as the sons and daughters of the Almighty, the Rastafari. So I and a Trinity, and we also see part of the same Trinity as the Mandem, as the EABIC brethren, the Baba Shanti, as the Prophet recently. So I say, because I and I more of a Nassim concept, but it's just, that's the way I and I from the Naibingi see the order, because we can't move without Mother, Father, and I and I, which is the children, through creation.
So I see the similarity, and I distinguish the difference. They're one and the same, but they're different views coming to the conclusion. But definitely the unity in it. You know, you see the connectivity for Rasta, right? And I also wanted to ask the question, is Rastafariism a religion? Because I had a conversation where they were saying, no, it's not a religion. And give me some leeway for this. It's a way of life. And I want to, when you say it's a way of life, I want you to explain that. Because, I mean, you have seemed to have a religion aspect to it.
Holy Manuel I.
Selassie I. Jah. Rastafari.
Yes, my Lord and Majesty and Empress. Give thanks for life, health, and strength. Give thanks for the mighty keeper of life. Give thanks for this morning period of talk show going throughout to bring a clarity to our people in 242. Jah.
Rastafari.
My name is Honorable Priest Javon Thompson of the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress. I am presently sitting as the chairman of the branch. Give thanks for this opportunity for us to bring clarity to the nation on the Rastafari movement here in the Bahamas. Before I get to your question, when you ask the question about God, would we want the people out there to recognize or to know is that before Rastafari, we were taught that basically, long story short, God is a white man somewhere in the Middle East who died and he came to save everyone in the world. And there's no other name but this name to be saved. You understand? And the image of this particular person is a white person, you understand? So through Rastafari now, Rastafari, King Emmanuel, hailing the king, even recognizing Marcus Garvey, we were taught to see God in ourself, you see? And your God have to look like you. You see that kind of way? So when we speak of God, God resides in everyone, all flesh of all people, all heart of all people. Some may see God. If the white man see God in his own color, he free to do that. If he see God to be a white man, he free to do that. But black people now, it's like we have this issue. You understand that we are not black. Our God isn't black. Our God doesn't have a color on all of these different spectrums. So this with Rastafari, the basic foundation for the brought to our consciousness that we are gods, and through the 17th triangular slave trade, this concept was taken from us as African people. So through Rastafari is a foundation that restored this to our remembrance, or like some would say, the half that has never been told. You see? And by gaining this foundation, then you as an individual could build from that foundation. So one may not necessarily stay at the concept of Rastafari or Marcus Garvey or Haile Selassie I or King Emmanuel. He may broaden his horizon with Egyptology, with Dr. Ben, mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Henry Clark. Just learning, educating yourself on we as African people. Holy Manuel I.
Rastafari.
And Priest Marcus, it seems as if Rastafari is an African movement. It's an African consciousness.
It's a liberation movement.
And it's like a liberation movement where self acknowledgement, actualization that you are part of something greater, right? And so I find it that, and then the question I asked earlier, whether it was a religion or is a way of life. It seems to be both. And I'm learning that the Bobo Shantes are priests and prophets. Right, Marcus? Priests?
Yes, sir.
And I want to understand, again, how did you, the Nyabingi originated in contrast to how the Bobo Shantes originated?
Okay. That's the far I give up. That's right. The Nyabingi, I guess, like you said earlier, everything is like a black liberation movement. Like the brothers are talking about Marcus Garvey, everything come down from the movement of Marcus Garvey within the early days, the 1920s. So he said, moving down within Jamaica, and Marcus Garvey pointed out to say, look to the east for a crown of a king who would be crowned and who shoe latch. I know he is not ready to unleash a lot. So one step started look to the east at the coming of 1938 when His Imperial Majesty Emperor Selassie was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering land of the tribe of Judah, like was revealed in the Bible, talked about and prophesied in the Bible and the Revelations. Now, out of the movement of the Black Liberation Movement, Rastafari arise in Jamaica through the first recognized man named Leonard Percival Howell, and through him, he rise to consciousness along with three other Archibald Dunkley Hines and Hibbert, and through the consciousness spring and started to grow through the four corners of Jamaica and even grew more through the Caribbean. But Leonard Percival Howell, with the remarkable thing where it started in Jamaica, that Leonard Percival Howell, he had a camp called Pinnacle. And through that camp, Pinnacle, that was like a Rastafari economical camp. And that time, Rastafari, this was in the early days, in the 30s, the early 30s, and then Rastafari was a real economic development group where it was structured solid with economics, doing farming, growing food security, coming together in unity, moving out of Babylon, living Pinnacle, through all that. So the system see that, the Babylon system see that, the government, which is an imperial government. So they fight against the Rastaman, and then they fight against the teaching because it seemed like Leonard Percival Howell at that time and the other ones was bringing the gathering of the people, bringing the, waking up the consciousness like the brethren, Shavon was saying just now, like waking the people consciousness because they didn't teach us of who we are and they teach us of looking out of ourselves to see a God. Then we can look within ourselves. You see what he's saying? But the consciousness started going through the knowledge spread down. They fight against Pinnacle. They fight against Leonard Howell. And so the Rastaman them from that camp in that era, they moved to the ghettos of Jamaica. At that time, Adrian, Ella, his name was Bongo Watto, known as Bonagius. He was the first one who moved through that era as with an organization called YBF, the Young Black Faith, the Youth Black Faith. And from that way there, he moved on with the teachings and through the struggle would move through at that time at Jamaica. At that time, first what I tell you, man, wasn't wearing the locks, but this brethren, Bonagius, he started to wear the locks. And from then he moved through, and what he did is knowing that after the 30s, when His Majesty, in the 40s, His Majesty conquered the Italian War with the help of the British, and His Majesty went forward and liberated Ethiopia. And during that time, His Majesty, they were said that the Nyabingi, which was an organization of a body of brethren in Ethiopia, that's like a ancient priesthood tribe, or you call it a warrior tribe, but a tribe would deal with righteousness and deal with justice. And fight against colonialism and imperialism. It was said that these warriors came and helped and aid His Majesty during the war and the fight against the oppressors, the colonialism, who tried to conquer Ethiopia during that time, Mussolini and the Italians. So His Majesty gave the organization, which was the Nyabingi, root in Ethiopia, and became the head of this order called the Nyabingi. And through that, now the order, the word Nyabingi means the fight against all black and white down person. You say he's saying to liquidate all evil conception. You say he's saying whether it's white or black. You say he's saying just to deal with righteousness with cover the earth. You say he's saying fight against all wrong conception. It's like you stand up as Almighty in righteousness. You say he's saying so. Then the elders, the brothers, them heard about that in Jamaica. So they started to call themselves in the late 40s the Narrabinghe. And it take root right there within Jamaica in the late part of the 1940s. Elder Bonagius and other ones, other virgins, them, they was remarkable in carrying the order through Jamaica and spreading it through the Caribbean, spreading the teachings. And the order of the Narrabinghe teach that His Majesty is the head, and we have to recognize the divinity of His Majesty. Live right, you say, saying, we represent the family for His Majesty represent. His Majesty come as the head, God creator, and He come with His clan and a family with His youth. So, and His Majesty was the only king in Ethiopia with your crown, with His clan at the same time. So, we sure that the family unit. So we recognize and we respect the family, respect the woman and the children. So we try to keep a family unit, and we try to deal with righteousness. We try to deal with, we have a priesthood order with an INASF because we have tabernacles. We have our tabernacle. We have our ground nation. Our ground nation call, what once we call a churchical gatherings or a service. We call it ground nations, where we come together and we beat drums and we chant songs and we hail His Majesty. So he said, so it's like that. It's like that. You say, sir? Yeah. I get the understanding.
I understand. I understand. I want to put this question to you until you add, right? I want to distinguish Bobo Shanti, and I'm walking on the road and I see a Rasta. And I want to know which mansion is that Rasta from, right? I want to distinguish a Bobo Shanti. How would I recognize or see a Bobo Shanti? And that's your question again, and then you can add on to whatever you say.
Right. Okay, you
asked me
that.
No, Priest Marcus. Okay. In studio, go ahead. Right.
The most identifiable feature to identify a Bobo Shanti, of course, would be his turban. All right, but of course, you know, dreadlocks have become such a popular thing now. People start to do any all sorts of things with it now. So you might see some people with turban, and you might feel, say, that, yeah, that brethren is a Bobo Shanti, but it might not be, mm-hmm. you know, but that's the most identifiable feature. Earlier you made an assessment, and mm-hmm. you concluded that the order or the faith of Rastafari has religious and is religious and a freedom movement mm-hmm. intertwined. Not necessarily. We must not confuse religion and spirituality. All right. Our father teaches us that the same knife that was used to stick the sheep will be used to slay the goat. Meaning that the same weaponry that was used to enslave us as a people would be the same weaponry we would have to use to free us as a people as well. So that's why you see we have like John Marcus was saying earlier, you have services and different things like that. Yes, we still carry through services. We still hold on to a lot of spiritual aspects. You could find these aspects in the Bible. You could find them in any spiritual book. You can find them in, and yes, we still hold on to them because we're a people that's been in enslaved and indoctrinated for 400 years. We've been fed their indoctrination for 400, 500 plus years. So in order to reverse that, we must now use the same methods that they would have used and try to reverse it and bring us back as a free and redeemed people. Ja?
I'm speaking to you, priest. I see that you cling to the Bible. The Bible is a part of your spirituality. You cite verses and passages, right? But it doesn't seem to be the Anglo-Christianity that I grew up with, right? Your Trinity is definitely different from mine or from what I was taught, right? I'd say that's a better word. And I want to know, why is the Bible so important to you still, being Africans?
Well, first off, I even hate to term it as a Bible. We like to term it as the Constitution for African people or Israel's Constitution. Mm-hmm. We were taught to call it the Bible from their perspective. What is contained in there was plagiarized and interpolated and handed back to us during the missionary causes prior slavery and during slavery. So we were conditioned with this book to be in the conditions we are now mentally. So as Rastafari, as the priest was just saying, we're using that same book to actually break the mental chains that they have binded on us. Every religion you could find on the planet came from our ancient ancestors, or came from our ancient system. So everything what they practice, it comes from us. The Bible itself, we could hold to that because any office, especially with us being under the European colonization, the highest office you could obtain, they ask you to swear on that book. Mm-hmm. And yet, when they come to govern you, they put that book behind you and give you the Order of Britain to govern you by. So we not being British subjects in the sense that we choose to be, but were through colonization and forced on us to accept the identity they give us to this day. That's part of it. So the book there now, the Bible, why do we still hold to the principle? Because that's embedded in us and what was already in us. We was already a principled people. Mm-hmm. They distorted, and through the interpolation of it, a lot of it is confused in some sense. But once we take that in the sense it's now and go back to the origin of it, as we go back and the deeper we get, we start to see how our ancestors develop it. So it's nothing changed. Most of it, in daytimes, and now you have, today, you have what we call Kemetology, the study of ancient Kemet. Mm-hmm. Then you have Egyptology, the study of Egypt, which is the same thing. But basically, Egyptology was developed to explain away the facts of Kemetology. Mm-hmm. The facts of Kemetology is where you would see all the sciences into the Bible in itself, what we was already practicing. So it might seem that we are practicing or seeing what's in the book, but the way we were conditioned and taught from our leader as Rastafari, read it, hold to what's right and let go to wrong, and everything will resonate. So as we see it, as we go through with it and we read it, and we juxtapose what's in the Constitution, what they so-called the Bible, once we juxtapose that with ancient African Kemetic science, then we could see the balance and the origin of everything, of where everything come from.
And Priest Javon, I come to you next, right? And I have noticed that the Bobo Shante mansion, right, has priests and prophets. Everybody in the entire mansion is either a priest or a prophet. And I want you to explain that, right? Whereas Nyabingi, they have a section in their sect that are priests. Mm-hmm. And I want to understand, why is it in your mansion everybody is a priest or a prophet?
Yes, give thanks again, Honorable. Yes, well, it's just the awakening and the consciousness of the organization. One of the simple sayings we have in the Congress is that man of right is God in flesh, man of wrong is Satan. Woman of right is goddess in flesh, and women of wrong as Satanists. So we've been taught that we are boys and girls, and we had all kind of derogatory names that we call one another coming out of the 17th Triangle Slave Trade. So coming into this organization, like we mentioned before, it's a liberation movement. You know, we're moving from one place to the next place, from lowland to highland. And it's our level of consciousness is being brought up now. We are recognizing ourselves as gods and goddesses. So even coming into the organization is a level of consciousness you seeing about yourself, or you recognizing about yourself. So automatically, that makes you honorable. You understand? You don't have to go before the king's council now instead of the queen or nobody to give you this recognition to make you honorable person. We already get that title from the Almighty. You see it. So coming into this organization, one would be a prophet. And coming in as a prophet, most prophets come in with a lot of zeal, you know, to push, to spread, you know, this glory, to share knowledge. But as you come in as a prophet now and you learn what the organization requires of you, you learn the principles of the organization. Like the priest mentioned earlier, we stand governmental, parliamental, churchical, statical, and sabbatical. So we do have a church. We have an organized church. We keep Sabbath.
When does this happen?
On Saturday, from 6 o'clock Friday evening to 6 o'clock Saturday evening. So we have three services that takes place on the Sabbath. And as priests, it's a ceremonial order that is required. And one would need to learn to be able to carry this churchical order. This is what makes you a priest, different from a prophet.
So which one is higher?
We look at the prophet and the priest as the said man. Okay. The duties may differ.
Oh, okay.
So whereas the prophet wouldn't take the altar during Sabbath service and minister to the congregation, the priest would do that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, a prophet still would have to keep that integrity about himself. He still would have that opportunity to minister. It just may not be on the altar. Mm-hmm. So just how we here today ministering, a prophet could do the same thing.
Okay.
It's just him building himself within that knowledge.
And I have a two-part question for you, Priest Marcus. I want to understand your priest section. So in contrast to the Bobo Shanti. So can you explain that? And then I want to talk about the Rastafari, the order of Rastafari, House of Rastafari. But okay. Let's talk about the worship part.
All right, Boris. I don't want to touch on when you're talking about the Bible, right, and how it was brought differently from the item, right, as all our item doing under colonialism, right, and how he was raised and taught within colonialism. Yeah. Now, like the priest was saying, His Majesty teacher, I know that we Ethiopians have one of the oldest versions of the Bible, you know. No matter how they might change it, it remains one and the same. So, using that aspect, like the priest was saying earlier, truly use this Bible to program and item and to keep any people in slavery and keep them in colonialism and keep them in serving this God who they create, this European God, and giving this image of who they want him to serve or whatever. Why is they know the true teachings, like the priest said, which came down from Africa, which is any agent. So all we showing any people is be using the country to reach any people. You have to use the same thing what they was taught forward. And you start to break that chain. Say saying to break that yoke, the mental yoke on their brains, because we're trying to emancipate their brains and emancipate them. Because not people when they read the Bible, some of them don't read the Bible, but reading or studying it to show they have a proof, or they read by the indoctrine with them coming from the churches. And you know, now for these churches, they under the same Western minister system, whatever thing, they still holding on any people in slavery, because some of the churches was used to hold any people them down, different from the Black Liberation churches, which was used to try bring any people together to help them decolonialize from slavery. So, within using that same book and studying it in the right way and seeing the truth, it will point you, like His Majesty, it will point you into Him. You see, they say you get point in the His Majesty, you get point in Ethiopia. So you get point in the direction where you could, now your eyes will start to be opened up from this mental bondage. You see, he said. So that's why we use that book and connections and reaching our people and knowing the truth, because we always brought up in that same, because when we study I and myself and show I and myself a proof, then we see the real truth. With the buck up the show tonight and plan tonight in the right direction. But like the I say, and the question on the preset, yes, I have a preset order. The preset is like, say, the guide the order, to keep the guide order and keep the principle in order and guide the churchical order, because we also have a churchical order and we also have an administrative function order. Like we also have chairman, we have secretary, we have treasurer, we have a council, we have a woman council, we have a brethren and sistering council, we have a youth council, we have a welcoming committee. So we structure ourselves that where we have our organization set to govern INA as a governing body or as a nation within a nation, a people within a people. So, yeah, so the priesthood order, the minister, the teachers are how to minister around the tabernacle, the altar, how to serve and worship His Majesty within righteousness. I would carry the order of the drums, how to learn the chants Like I say, we call it Ground Nation. When we given Ground Nation, given ISIS, His Majesty. Then we have a Council of Elders. That's where we have the elders them who bear the church over a length of time. They are the guardians of the order. Some of them is priests also. So they guide the order. They keep the order in guidance. And if anything needs to be addressed, then we either address the priest, or we address the chairman, or we address the Council of Order. And they bring down any clearance, whatever to be decided, any decisions making or whatever. And we also have, with it, we have, like I say, we have an administered body where we have the chairman, the secretary, the treasurer, which carry the administration affairs, the government affairs. Like saying, if we have to send out any letters to the government, or we have to do any activity within the community, or we have to address any other organizations of anything or any organization, address our item. Yeah, so it's a natural waking from organization with would move then enhance and strengthen Africa and Ethiopia, because what our greatest aim objective is reparation and repatriation. So INA, CNINA serve the leave out of this rest and go forward the INA mother and fatherland, which is Ethiopia, Africa. And so yes, we have this order, and we why like the Baba Shanti, where they recognize the prophet, priest, and king. We also recognize them things, but we recognize it as every man is a prophet, priest, and king within his own family, because, like I said, the Naibingi tribe more time push like a family order, where Richard and I come forward as children of His Imperial Majesty, sons and daughters of His Imperial Majesty, and His Majesty is the head. Similar, as you see, Atabanakal built as a sacred, like an umbrella, like with 12 poles around and one in the middle. The 12 poles represent INA, like all the 12 tribes, and His Majesty is the Titian pole, which is INAGAS rule over Israel. So, like the spiritual concept, like the brethren say, because INA is spiritual people, we are religious people. We are spiritual people. Before, they had religion, which is a bunch of laws made up by man and try to restrict them on man to follow. It was a spirituality. You see what I'm saying? And spirituality grew beyond measure. You see what I'm saying? So there's something what we always said, and we try to keep that same realms, and we keep His Majesty at the top, because His Majesty is the Almighty. I and a creator, I and a giant king. You see what I'm saying? So that's just the full cycle of the Naibingi. You have to revere His Majesty as INA and King. You see, and Omega, Queen Omega, which is the mother of all creation. And through that, that's why it's a balance. So they say between man and woman, like within the Bible, they teach you that the balance was great. They teach that when Jack created man and then Jack created woman from man, woman teach man the sin, and woman bring corruption. What type of that they teach in INA about our woman? They don't want us to respect and reverence our woman. But if you read that with an open mind and an unknowledgeable mind, you will disregard woman. You wouldn't respect. We always say, oh, woman, you all cost us anytime. You know, it's what they said.
Good.
So like the brethren say, the concept, because we have teachers we come from Africa, spirituality teachers we come from, or the Kemet. You see what they said? Come down from Africa, from Ethiopia, because Kemet is a daughter of Ethiopia. So these teachings will come down and will show the purity and the pureness of woman and man. You see what they said? But I'll go to one, but.
But I got some texts, and I need some controversial texts, so I want to ask the priest here, right? And I may have to speed things up, because, there's a couple of texts, and time's short, and I got to invite you back now to explain everything separate. Because I know two different houses here. One question was, why don't Rasta go to funerals? Fraun died in the community. Don't.
Why do we don't go to funerals?
Yeah, why are you ducking the funerals?
Let's give us, we all going to our lens.
Yeah, that's a big,
okay.
I have a couple questions, so you got to speed it up.
I'll give you a quick answer on it.
Go ahead.
All of us would have gotten an insight of Rastafari through the scriptures of Numbers chapter 6. Sure. So within there, being in that vow, it says that when you come amongst the dead, it tells you the things you would do or not to do when you accept God as your personal savior, mm-hmm. or to separate yourself unto the Lord. So coming amongst dead bodies is a part of it. So even that go with understanding as well, that the fact that we go into food stores and you have dead bodies all around, dead dogs laying about the place. So you try to stay yourself from a purification perspective. Okay. Yeah.
So do Bobo Shanti eat meat?
No.
Okay, so neither Naya Bengi nor Bobo Shanti eat meat.
No.
Any of you eat fish?
Bobo Shanti is a fish eating organization.
It's a personal preference. What I would say too, a lot of the mindset as we as Rastafari from in the 80s to now we're in 2022. So a lot of the mindset has shifted.
Okay.
Whereas, like one time ago, Rasta don't deal with the dead, like the question rocks. Mm-hmm. But today, we can't take that mindset. That isn't the mindset of, at least you have a body of us, you have a group of us. Like I said, the mindset is starting to shift. We recognize now that we have to deal with those of us who trod 30, 40 years hailing the King, burning Jesus, and now they make this transition, and then they have to go back to Babylon Church. It come away. So it's a mindset shift, and that shift is taking place with many aspects of the movement to propel us forward.
Okay, Priest Marcus, you want to respond to that? I have a couple more questions.
I can make it brief. Just like Bishop Warren says, a mindset is a shift, because, like, the things what used to happen in them days, now it happened different. Because, see, in them days, see, that's all it is, to teach them people about the dead. They teach people to worship the dead and like death, all these different things. So,
when you're dead, you get to heaven and all that.
Yeah, let's try to teach them that. We live in, so... You can't really tell someone there, go to fool them and, you know, and cry for them try to worship them and praise them, give them the respect why they don't hate. But then now it moved to the point of where that I and I them now, like the brother said, I and I is Rasta, but in this time, I and I deal with services because that a
final rites. Okay, and what about your sacrament?
Rites of passage.
So we deal with such we deal with the dead, as I said. But we don't deal with it like how Krishna come and deal with it. But we deal with it and we deal with our own.
Okay, I want to quick this quick question. What about the sacrament and they trying to legalize marijuana?
It should be free. It's a plant. It should be free.
Yeah.
They stripped that away from us again through the triangular slave trade. You understand? They try to make it seem as though it's a junky thing, but no, it's an actual spiritual property that we tap into. You understand? We have the chalice, we have the earth element, the water element, fire. All these things.
And quick question to add to that, if it's being legalized tomorrow, will Rastafari embrace in terms of selling it as a way of making money, that capitalistic system, instead of worship?
Yeah, well, Jadami might want to say something, but I personally feel it. It's two-sided. The people know about the true Rastafari. Rastafari been talking about it from them time and speaking of the legality of it. And we recognize the position our community is in, and we need upliftment just like everybody else. So if this is a way that we could uplift ourselves economically, I think we should seize the moment.
Okay, but I see we have a quick break to take, and so we'll take that commercial break right now.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is not a dreadlocks thing, divine conception of the heart. Yeah. It's a life of a liberty, lived by the fathers of our history.
Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and we have some priests in house, and we also have a priest that is on the Zoom line. But a quick question I see I got from the text saying, what is Rastafari's opinion about the Queen's death, the Queen's rule, etc., etc.?
It's the end of an era. It's an end of an era. Our father, his Imperial Majesty, would want us to deal with diplomacy, you know, so we still you know, send a sorrowful loss to the family. But, you know, as the man say, you know, fire for bun, if we make it bun, you know. If for water they want, we can't give them none, you know. So we give thanks to same said way, you know, for the end of this year era. You see, and hopefully whoever take the throne would usher, you know, us in, bring forward our justice, you know, we have been demanding from the time of Queen Victoria's ruling in 1834. We're still here agitating, even in 20 and 22, for the same justices from them time, even until now.
And Priest Marcus, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
When, again, going back to the marijuana question, when marijuana is finally legalized, will you be lobbying to get a license?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll be lobbying, but like I already have with Axable, Rastafari as an umbrella organization.
Yes.
More collectively. We're doing a strong do for the Rastafari community and for I'm being persecuted, oppressed, downtrodden, put in jail, lock, scare cut, you get discriminated. I mean, a family gone against all of them because they see me on drugs, enough money to send, with Sunderland's rehabilitation. I mean, I and now they dig it all. I mean, tell them that this, the cannabis have benefits, and have medical benefits, and it heals this and it heals that. They didn't believe us, and some of them didn't notice, and they're still going fighting against it. So now that they see that it has medical benefits, and that they were legalized it as a medical herb. So with me now, what House of Rastafari will want from the governors a full apology for the oppression which was done to Rasta from them times to now. And we would like to be exempt from giving licenses. We, as Rastafari, should be given license and they have to pay for that. You understand? Because we was the one who was standing up and letting you know that this is the plan of healing benefit. This is not like drugs.
My Lord.
So my family gone against us because they see me on drugs and they don't want me, or oh, they children on drugs or they son or their daughter on drugs. Yeah, you see me. So we get persecuted. I get sent to jail and my locks get cut. No miss of time for us. You see, and my children, I was on the news talking about how my children and all was oppressed. The police come in my home. Ramshack, my home. You see, and so... No. They love to give Rastafari a full apology for the catastrophe and the persecution, the victimization, which was done. Terry Rasta gone to the grave and still in prison for this now. So we ain't to just let that go by like that. And also that, like I said, we want an exemption. So they said from licensing. We don't have to be paid for that. Now as individual Rasta mind whatever business, then yeah. But I feel that they should give the mansions them exemption to say they'll deal with the same grow haven. You feel me? That's the problem.
Okay, I want to ask this last question because I see I have two more minutes. And this is about Rastafarian women, Empress. And it seems as if you're revering them. I mean, every minute you mention it as part of your culture. How important is the Empress in the Bobo Shanti?
The Empress, them are very important, my Lord, as you see. We are Rastafari or Rastaman. And they say when you educate a man, you educate the individual. But when you educate the woman, we educate the nation. So we recognize the situation enough of the black woman in the world today, their level of self-confidence, you know, they are where they are personally within themselves. So Rastafari is all about uplifting them and pushing them up to the forefront and recognizing them as goddesses of the earth. So, and empresses. So even if a woman don't carry herself in such way, we still have to remind them, hey, you are an empress.
And I truly appreciate that you made time for me today just to go over the differences of the two houses that we have in the Bahamas. I know there are a total of 7 houses in Jamaica in terms of Rastafari, right?
Over 50.
And it's amazed me that there's only 2 here and they're both thriving. But I just want to thank you for coming on and sharing some time with me. And I'm definitely going to invite you back so I can go into detail about the 2 houses and the distinction. But anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And thank you to the priest that took the time out to speak with me today. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, Honorable, give thanks. Yes, and Majesty. The power of the Trinity.
Got to believe in His Majesty. Oh yes, His lineage and divinity. The first step is sovereignty, knowing oneself to